Here's some exciting news from our friends at NT Factor. You've heard me talk for years about the natural energy-producing benefits and anti-aging effects of NT Factor's line of nutritional supplements. Well, now those same benefits are available for your pets. Introducing NT Factor Pet Power. It's the first formula to restore the structure and function of cellular membranes in animals, increasing vigor and vitality. By adding NT Factor Pet Power to their food, research has shown that energy loss and other age-related changes in animals were reduced and are delayed after only 8 weeks of daily use. Now your pets can benefit from the same clinically proven formula I use and prescribe to my patients to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also reduces some of the side effects of aging. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. You can get the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas, including the all-new Pet Power, by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of our program. We've got lots to discuss on today's program, and we invite you to call and comment or rant. 877-726-8255, our number. And we've got lots to discuss. I've got two piles in front of me. I've got the COVID pile and I've got the non-COVID pile. This week, I authored an article which will appear in our newsletter next week that suggests that maybe we need to talk less about COVID because, well, all the emphasis on COVID is sometimes causing us to go a little nuts about a phenomenon that's turning out to be milder, a lot less mild, a lot less severe than what we encountered in 2020 and earlier last year. 877-726-8255 if you want to comment. You know, there's a military axiom. You can't fight today's wars with yesterday's weapons. Weapons that we've been using against COVID include lockdowns, obsessive hand washing, boosters, mandates, N95 masks, school closures, prolonged quarantines, and we're now dealing with a different foe. Omicron is quite different and distinct from previous iterations of COVID, the Alpha and the Beta and the Delta. Things that killed hundreds of thousands of people in the United States and millions of people across the world. And yes, it is possible that Omicron could kill someone here and there. Sometimes people are at very high risk of dying, even with a common cold, but it is a very different phenomenon. And we now have a bunch of studies that suggest that Omicron is milder than the Delta COVID variant, although more transmissible. There's studies out of South Africa. South Africa had a peak, a rapid peak of COVID. And what they noticed is that a lot less people were being hospitalized. Well, a lot more people were infected. So the hospitalization rate was high. So if the numerator is high, you're going to see still a lot of people ending up in the hospital. But in terms of the risk of hospitalization, it was a lot less, and the risk of dying was virtually negligible for this new variant. And now about 98% of what we're experiencing in the U.S., and so many people are sick, many of my patients, many of my friends and acquaintances and family members have come down with COVID, and, well, it's bothersome. It's not inconsequential. You can make yourself pretty sick with COVID. But it's not devastating. And what's interesting is some people are saying, well, yeah, of course it's not as bad because so many people have been vaccinated and boosted. But what I'm seeing is that even among some of my patients who are not vaccinated, some of the ultimate refuseniks, they're getting it. And yeah, it's pretty bad, but it's not devastating. It's not requiring hospitalization or even medicine. They're just kind of weathering it, staying home, taking some vitamin C and boosting their zinc and vitamin D, maybe taking some extra oregano, elderberry, and they're doing pretty well. You know, it lasts about 4 or 5 days. There's a little bit of subsequent fatigue and congestion, but they're doing okay. Doing relatively well. A new study, well, you may say, okay, that's South Africa, but what about the U.S.? Big study out of Kaiser Permanente Southern California Healthcare System that looks at cases in December. And they followed 52,297 cases of Omicron and compared them to the previous Delta waves. And here's what they found, is that there was a much lower risk of ICU admission and death after an outpatient was tested with Omicron. Zero cases with Omicron variant. This is like 52,000 people. Zero cases with Omicron variant infection received mechanical ventilation as compared to 11 cases with Delta throughout the period of follow-up. Also, even in the patients who were hospitalized, their hospitalization was much shorter. It was 3.5 days shorter for hospitalized cases with Omicron as compared to hospitalized patients with the Delta variant. That's about a 70% reduction in hospital length of stay. And the average length of hospitalization for those with Omicron was about 3 days. That's, you know, pretty brief encounter with medical intervention for Omicron. So the conclusion is, during a period with mixed Delta and Omicron variant circulation, COVID infections with presumed Omicron variant were associated with substantially reduced risk of severe clinical endpoints and shorter durations of hospital stay. And oh, by the way, nobody died. 52,000 cases. Okay, so Israel is a country very, very aggressive in their policy towards COVID. Israel has instituted a fourth booster policy for those at high risk, although there's a lot of controversy in Israel. Israel's kind of a microcosm of the U.S. They've got, you know, a high-tech country, intelligent population, and but lots and lots of argument and dissent about their policy around mandates. And also, a fair number of people who just say, no way, no how, are they going to take the vaccine, even though there's a fairly high degree of compliance in the older, vulnerable population in Israel. So this guy, Professor Ehud Kimron, who's head of the Department of Microbiology and Immunology, so he should know, at Tel Aviv University, he's one of the leading Israeli immunologists. He's written an open letter sharply criticizing the Israeli and indeed the global management of the coronavirus pandemic. Letter originally in Hebrew, and it's dated January 6th of this year. Addressing the Ministry of Health of Israel, he says, it's time to admit failure. In the end, the truth will always be revealed, and the truth about the coronavirus policy is beginning to be revealed. When the destructive concepts collapse one by one, there's nothing left but to tell the experts who led the management of the pandemic, we told you so. He continues, 2 years late, he finally realized that the respiratory virus cannot be defeated, and any such attempt is doomed to fail. You did not admit it because you have admitted almost no mistake in the last 2 years, but in retrospect, it is clear that you have failed miserably in almost all of your actions, and even the media is already having a hard time covering your shame. You refuse to admit that the infection comes in waves that fade by themselves. Despite years of observations and scientific knowledge, you insisted on attributing every decline of a wave solely to your actions, and so through false propaganda, you, in quotations, overcame the plague. And again you defeated it, and again and again and again. You refuse to admit that mass testing is ineffective, despite your own contingency plans explicitly stating so. You refuse to admit that recovery is more protective than a vaccine, despite previous knowledge and observation showing that non-recovered vaccinated people are more likely to be infected than recovered people. You refuse to admit that the vaccinated are contagious, despite the observations. Based on this, you hope to achieve herd immunity by vaccination, and you failed in that as well. He goes on to say, you slandered colleagues who did not surrender to you. You turned the people against each other, divided society, and polarized the discourse. You branded, without any scientific basis, people who chose not to get vaccinated as enemies of the public and as spreaders of disease. You promote in an unprecedented way a draconian policy of discrimination, denial of rights, and selection of people, including children, for their medical choice, a selection that lacks any epidemiological justification. And he finally concludes, with Omicron, there's currently no medical emergency, but you've been cultivating such a condition for 2 years now because of lust for power, budgets, and control. The only emergency now is that you still set policies and hold huge budgets for propaganda and psychological engineering instead of directing them to strengthen the healthcare system. He says, this emergency must stop. That's Professor Yudi Kimron, professor of immunology, faculty of medicine, Tel Aviv University. And, you know, it's definitely a perspective that we need to consider. If you agree, you disagree vociferously, call us 877-726-8255. Lots more on today's Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or pain in your feet and legs? It could be caused by something as simple and common as a vitamin B1 deficiency. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a solution for low B1, Zobria by Oshare Health. Zobria is a safe, effective, and clinically proven nutritional supplement containing a high-potency bioactive form of vitamin B1, which has been shown to reverse symptoms caused by low B1 with no side effects. Low B1 causes your nerve cells in your feet and legs to stop functioning properly, may also contribute to forgetfulness, loss of mental focus, fatigue, and loss of appetite. Restoring proper B1 levels has been shown to reverse these symptoms. You can get Zobria now with new lower pricing, risk-free, by going to ZOBRIA.com. or by calling 1-855-ZOBRIA-8. That's Zobria.com or 1-855-962-7428. Get 20% off the new lower price with coupon code Hoffman at checkout, plus free shipping. Zobria.com, vitamin B1 perfected. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office to pose a question. So let's hear from Stuart in Brooklyn. How you doing?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I'm a devoted fan of yours and follow, you know, most of your protocols. I'm 78. I was dismayed that a few weeks ago I began getting a lot of nasal congestion, pain in the temples, and I did finally get tested. They said I was positive for COVID, even though I did have two of the vaccinations. So I'd like to know, what is your advice for someone who was tested positive for COVID? Would it just be to increase the immune enhancing supplements that you've recommended or some other things?
Yes, in fact, that would be the case because, look, I mean, on paper, you're at risk, right? You're 78, you're male. I don't know if you have any comorbidities, but if you listen to this program, you're probably a pretty healthy, health-oriented person. You take a lot of supplements, and that provides a bit of a bulwark. Look, Omicron is a much different virus than previous iterations of COVID. It's a lot milder. And, you know, ordinarily I would say, you know, go the Joe Rogan route, you know, take hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and get monoclonal antibodies and, you know, tank up on all these very, very aggressive treatments. Take Luvox, which is an anti-obsessive compulsive disorder drug, which minimizes COVID, and take Pepcid, which can be purchased over the counter, which reduces the severity of COVID. But I think that may be overkill. You sound relatively well here on the phone. How you doing? You feeling okay? You still kind of...
Well, it's I still... The extreme fatigue has dissipated, and but I still have getting pains and congestion in the in the temple and sinus area. And someone indicated a combination of Benadryl and lactoferrin or colostrum could be helpful.
Yeah, those are things that could be helpful. But I think, you know, some of the main basic things... you know, you can take a clear nasal spray for your nasal congestion. They also have some sort of amped up versions in addition to the regular clear that's for prevention if you're really congested. Take melatonin. Melatonin seems to be helpful for preventing severe COVID. You only need to take 3 to 5 milligrams of melatonin to achieve that effect. You can take elderberry. Future Farm makes a good version of elderberry with echinacea that I'll talk about in a few moments. One of the things that can be helpful is something from CV Sciences, plus CBDoil.com. They make a lot of CBD products. They also make an immune product. It's called CV Acute, and that's intended for respiratory infections, which is, you know, this is an ordinary flu-like, sort of like a cross between a cold and a flu at this point. And, you know, that can lay you low, but it's not going to wind you up on a ventilator, and it's not going to kill you. Also take extra zinc. You can take zinc lozenges. They seem to be helpful for many cold viruses and potentially helpful here. You can take as much as 100 or 120 milligrams of zinc for a while, but don't keep taking it forever. You can take additional vitamin D, amp up your vitamin D instead of taking your usual, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 a day. You can take 10,000 a day for a week, and that'll boost your protection against the virus. And, of course, vitamin C, good old-fashioned vitamin C. Instead of taking, you know, maybe you're taking 500 milligrams a couple of times a day for prevention, maybe take 500 to 1,000 four times a day to help your body recover. And so it sounds, I mean, look, you are a case in point. Somebody's been vaccinated. You have a mild infection, although you're older, but it's no big whoop. It's not like worth shutting the country down or mandating that people get boosters. By the way, the people get boosters get some additional protection, but it's short-lasting. And, you know, we'll talk a little later about a strategy that's being undertaken by the vaccine makers to target Omicron. Is it going to be worth it? Are we going to be now deemed only fully vaccinated when we get boosters, 3 and 4 and so on down the line? That's going to be something that we're going to have to contemplate. So, you know, give it some time. You should recover within a week or so. Limit your activities for now. Make sure you're well hydrated. Don't go overboard. And, you know, I think you're an example of what a lot of people are experiencing, especially here in the Northeast. But, you know, it's going to sweep across the country like a prairie thunderstorm. And then in future weeks, we're going to see a real, real decline in the number of cases because lots of natural immunity. You now have super immunity against COVID between the vaccines and a natural infection. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, if you want to get in on the conversation. And we got lots to talk about. It turns out that there may be a plus side to getting COVID. Lots of people getting it. The counts are in the hundreds of thousands and even in the millions across the country. And that means they're undercounting possibly by a factor of 10. When they say a million, it may be the 10 million people are affected. Some are unaware. Some just can't get test kits. Some get test kits, but they don't feed the results into the statistics. So we just don't know how pervasive it is. It's very pervasive. Article here in the Wall Street Journal. After getting Omicron, people live it up a little. It was like, we can do this now. Many who recover from the variant are confident they have emerged with greater protection. They return to nightlife. They can go to Disney World. They can go to the movies and eat popcorn. And so the article goes on to enumerate the stories of a bunch of people who dreaded going out into the open, but then they got COVID anyway. And now with the added natural immunity that they've acquired, they feel more confident about going out and about, which is good. The normalization may ensue after so many people get sick. We just have to get through the next few weeks. And already, case counts here in New York City and in New York State, which were hit hard by Omicron, are declining. So it may be that it's kind of rushed through like a brief thunder shower, leaving a lot of people with additional protection. So, you know, what's next? Fresh contaminated nasal swabs on eBay? You know, get your COVID now and get it over with. Hopefully not a lot of people will exploit that possibility. 877-726-8255, our number. And I was telling the gentleman earlier who had COVID that there are natural things you can take to reduce the severity of any respiratory infection. Here's an innovative natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. This is an important time to ensure the immune system is operating at its peak, I think you'll acknowledge. The product is elderberry with zinc and echinacea. It combines several ingredients, which are potent bulwarks against infection. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation, and zinc activates T lymphocytes. Low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility to infection. For more information or to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's Future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Elderberry with zinc and echinacea is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. Make sure you have some in your medicine cabinet. myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Okay, face masks have become a ubiquitous feature of our landscapes. We're encouraged now to wear more effective face masks, because it turns out the cloth masks didn't really work, and the surgical masks, they're only so-so, so now we're supposed to get N95 masks. The KN95 masks come to us from China, as do many of these disposables that are now filling up landfills. There's an article based on a study at the University of Cardiff in England. Face masks are making people appear more attractive. Now, it used to be the opposite. Prior to COVID, if you saw somebody walking down the street with a face mask on, you would probably, you know, take a few steps to avoid them because it was a sign of contagion. Maybe they were sick. Maybe they had tuberculosis or something catching. So you would avoid them. Now scientists have assessed how different types of face masks, quote, changed attractiveness among a group of 40 men. This study led to the conclusion that blue medical masks increase attractiveness the most among wearers. So maybe grab a few of those before your next date night, right? Because there's been a reverse engineering of our psychology, because wearing face masks suggests prudence, and not wearing a face mask suggests recklessness. I guess it may depend on your political orientation. You know, if you're an anti-masker, you'll only want to date folks who aren't wearing masks. And if you see somebody with a mask, you go, ugh, that person's a Karen, or that person is a docile sheep listening to government edicts. But to gauge attractiveness, 43 women judged each man's face across four scenarios: without a mask, while wearing a cloth mask, while wearing a blue medical face mask, and get this, while holding a plain black book covering the area a face mask would conceal. So what they say is this conforms to evolutionary psychology, because it's how we select our partners. Disease and evidence of disease can play a big role in mate selection. You know, the survival of the fittest. You know, we don't want to mate with a sick person because that's not good for propagation of the species. So the rules have reversed. Now people with masks are in vogue. And, you know, also I think masks are good in a way because they cover up any kind of facial imperfection you may have. I mean, your face consists of basically three components: your mouth, your nose, and your eyes. And if you are masked, and perhaps you don't have the greatest mouth or nose, you can get away with attractive-looking eyes. And, you know, other societies have done it for centuries. In Muslim societies, traditional Muslim societies, women wear veils, and they still can, you know, they can, unless they're wearing a real bag burqa, they can still make eye contact. And I think, like, there's an intensity about eye contact when you're wearing a mask. You know, it's like, you got to read the eyes. And flirtation can occur with the right fluttering of your eyelids and the right gaze while your face is covered, perhaps concealing something that might detract from your beautiful eyes. 877-726-8255, our number. And when we return, we'll take some more of your phone calls. Also, we'll talk about a cannabis compound that stopped COVID virus cold in a lab study. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods: black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture. Farm, PHARM, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And that number available to you 24-7, 365. So if a question should occur to you sometime on a Wednesday night, you can call 877-726-8255 and record a question like this individual. Let's hear it.
Yes, I have had a hip replacement, and I'm feeling great. It's been a couple of years. I used to run, but I don't any longer because I heard it would wear out my new artificial hip. I don't want to get a replacement. So I'm asking the doctor if he'd prematurely wear out an artificial hip if I started running again.
Okay, well, that's a good question. And the answer is that technically you can run after a hip replacement. The hip replacements are so good that you can run painlessly and resume your healthy running regimen. However, there's a fair amount of wear and tear on hips when you run. And a hip replacement is less durable than the original hip, which lasted you 50 or 60 years before you needed a replacement. Generally, they like to wait until you're older to give you a hip replacement because the average lifespan of a artificial hip is more like 15 or 20 years. So they don't want to do it when you're 45 because it's likely you'll outlive the hip and then you have to have a second operation. And the second operations, I mean, you'd think it's just like replacing a battery or a carburetor in a car, you know, spare parts. But a second hip replacement is sometimes less successful than an original hip replacement. I mean, it can be done, but with each successive hip replacement, there's diminishing returns. So you kind of want to preserve that hip, and maybe what you need is some cross training, and cross training can include cycling. Cycling is going to put is a great exercise, or swimming. If I were to have had a hip replacement, I actually broke my hip, but fortunately I didn't require a hip replacement, and now I'm fine for running. It should be something that you do sparingly. And, you know, maybe do it on an elliptical or something, which reduces the stress of impact on a pavement on the hip joint, which is, you know, after all, it's a ball and socket joint, and it can be damaged by repetitive stress. So good question. Thanks for calling. 877-726-8255, our number. And now this cannabis compound stopped COVID virus from infecting human cells in lab study. Now, I can't tell you how many people sent this story to me because they know that I'm a fan of hemp-derived CBD. And so let me tell you about this story. It was actually appeared in Fortune magazine January 12th, so just out. Cannabis compounds prevented the virus that causes COVID-19 from penetrating healthy human cells, according to a lab study published in the Journal of Nature Products. The two compounds commonly found in hemp called, let me get this right, cannabigerolic acid, or CBGA, and cannabidiolic acid, or CBDA, were identified during a chemical screening effort as having potential to combat coronavirus, researchers from Oregon State University said. In the study, they bound to spike proteins found on the virus and blocked a step the pathogen uses to infect people. So what impact does this have on people who take CBD products or hemp-derived products? Well, there's something called the entourage effect. CBD and THC are the main actors in marijuana. And in hemp-derived products, you don't get much THC, and you get a lot of CBD, but you also get related compounds. It's sort of like when you take curcumin, you get a lot of curcuminoids. It's a whole gamut of compounds that have anti-inflammatory and immune-stimulating effects. And so the same thing happens when you consume a broad-spectrum hemp-derived product. And most CBD products do elicit the entourage effect. There are companion compounds with obscure names like CBGA and CBDA that are present. And so I bounced this off our guy at CV Sciences, the makers of Plus CBD oil products. Stuart there, who's the innovative guy, said, just wait, we're working on it. And what that suggests to me is that they may be working on isolating through some sort of refinement process some of these useful compounds and amping up their concentration in a subsequent iteration of their CBD products that are directed at immunity, provide resilience against pathogens. And so look for that innovation coming down the pike. And with that, let me share that I am a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's truly a breakthrough in herbal products. I think perhaps one of the most exciting natural products of the current decade. It really is revolutionizing the natural products industry. And the CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep, on the other hand, aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, all proven sleep aids, so you can get the rest that you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Okay, what's coming down the pike in terms of vaccines and therapeutics for COVID? Well, they've got the pills. They got the Merck pill, molnupiravir, and they got the Pfizer pill, which is Paxlovid. But these products, first of all, are in short supply, and they didn't ramp up production in time to administer them for Omicron. By the time that they're in wide circulation, I predict Omicron will be fading in our memories because it may be a flash in the pan and just run through the populace, infecting a lot of people. And now it's in steep decline like it has been in the South in South Africa, as well as in the UK. UK cases of Omicron are really declining. Other parts of the world are getting hit hard because it's circulating. But it is something that may dissipate. Disadvantages with the Merck product. Merck product works on DNA disruption. That's a little concerning, especially for children and pregnant women. But there may be some longer-term consequences because it may affect not just viral replication, but our own DNA machinery. With the Pfizer product, which is actually tested more effective than the Merck product. Merck product according to some studies, only 30% effective against COVID. Might be overkill against a milder thing like Omicron. I'd rather take my chances than take one of those pills. Paxlovid, if you're taking any other kind of medication, you have to be very careful because it contains an ingredient that increases the potency of other medications you're taking. So that's a limiting factor on the Pfizer pill, because lots of the people who are at risk of severe COVID might be on medication, right? They've got comorbidities, so they got blood pressure, they got, you know, all kinds of medical problems, and they may be taking three or four or five different medications. Can't take all those medications when you're taking the Paxlovid. Vaccine makers are pursuing Omicron-targeted shots, but there's a concern there, too, because something called original antigenic sin, it may be that the immune system is primed to react against the previous vaccines and that a new vaccine may not make a difference. Nonetheless, they're still working on Omicron targeting, but by the time those vaccines arrive in spring, Omicron may be a thing of the past. And also there's something called immune exhaustion. Too many vaccines may actually deplete the immune system. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.